Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Maloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here's your host, Sean Maloney.
Welcome to episode 103. I got my real estate license, now what? I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. This week, I want to talk to you about the successful obtaining of a real estate license and what to do next. First off, I want to congratulate everyone in the audience who got their license. Good luck in your career. I wish you the best, and I hope you make sure to subscribe to this podcast, check out the Facebook group, read all the blogs, take advantage of the free newsletter and everything else that we can provide you here. Also, would love you to think about Movementum Realty as a place to host your career. Let's talk about what to do now that you got that license and where to start. First off, one of the most important things you want to do is decide what you want to be. Do you want to be a team agent or do you want to be a single agent? Do you want to be an employee agent or do you want to be a subcontractor agent? Lots of options in the field. Obviously, subcontractor agent is what most people choose because they love that idea of limitless earning potential. And that's what type of relationship we offer here at Movementum. We do take on teams as well as single agents, but we do not do any payroll. So we are a system of commission-based earnings, which is to me the best way because again, everyone gets in for the freedom of time and for the idea of limitless earning potential, which being an employee totally eliminates and defeats. So figuring out what works best for you first is going to be important. You can interview with teams, you can go to interview with offices, but picking out what brokerage to join actually has a huge part to do in your career. So remember, when looking at brokerages, you want to be deciding whether that's going to be the right fit for you, because each and every one has different models and modules of how they work. You want to make sure you fit into where you're going to work. Remembering things like training being important, what type of effort level are you going to get out of the different staff slash broker, where are you at in your career, who's going to help you the most. So over here at Movementum, we spend a lot of time, we're very agent-centric. We really try to help them build themselves up as an agent, and we know if we help them, they're going to help us. And we like to work in that harmonious type relationship with our agents. We like to get them into a place where we're all really good friends and working well together. After you figure out what brokerage you're going to work at, there's a few different things you're going to want to do. They kind of all happen simultaneously. Three of them that would be there would be setting up your sphere of influence, figuring out what your demographic and marketplace is that you're looking to most market to, and training on the regular. So first off, setting up your sphere of influence. We went over that last week's episode. I'm not going to go too deep in it, but making sure to put down friends, family, referrals, doctors, dentists, past people that you know, all these people, getting them into your CRM system, getting it set up so you have your reminders, getting everything in that place so that when you hit go, you're making your follow-up calls, you're making your follow-up emails, you're sending out your gifts, you're doing all that. That's a really important one to do really at the beginning. Another thing is to figure out who and where. So your who and where, not just like exact who's, but what locations. Are we looking to work in the city? Are we looking to work in the suburbs? Do we identify as a certain area? Do we want a certain type of clientele and the idea of we'd rather work condos versus we'd rather work single family? Finding that out first so that we can run our advertisements correctly. Because remember, as a real estate agent, you're really a marketing person that just so happens to sell real estate. So it's going to be really important to know, first off, your sphere is set up so that you reach out to the people you know already. But second off, you now have what you want to market to so you can continue to build that web of influence, circle of influence, sphere of influence, whatever words you want to use, but continue to build that with the right people. And then training regularly. So training is very important. A lot of agents get into the business for the freedom of time, but they don't realize is you need to take a lot of time into the idea of training. The educated agent always wins. They always do better. And now I'm not saying you have to be like educated in a manner of, you know, trigonometry or anything like that, but educated in the different types of financing, what different types of deals happen, how they happen, different contracts. Because far too often an agent gets involved in something that could happen and doesn't happen because they don't know the options they have to make it happen. So by training on the regular, you're not only going to learn more, you're going to do better, you're going to have more increased sales. Let's just think about this for a second, right? So if we gained some new piece of knowledge and it saves us 10 minutes a day and we're working 6 days a week, that's 1 hour a week that we learned to save, right? So if we sat through a 1 hour class to learn about 10 minutes worth of benefit, within 1 week, it's already paid itself back. So training is one of those things that's funny. People always say they don't have time, but the truth is good training, education, and everything will actually save you time, whether it be that they show you a new hyperlink that brings you somewhere quicker, or they show you a process that just takes you to the next level. Understanding that showing up to training is important, and knowing that the brokerage offers training. Right now we do lunch and learns. We do them every single day of the week, Monday through Friday, as well as we do Saturday classes. So we put out a ton of training. And why is this? Because we know that not only are people busy, but they really want to train. So we really want to make sure those people that join us have what they need. So what else do we do at a brokerage in the modern day world? We record the trainings, and we put the trainings up in a YouTube channel so that that way there the agents can reach back out to them when they want to take the training and how they want to take the training. But remembering that they're a subcontractor and they're ultimately responsible for their own wealth and their own being. So just because they're in YouTube, yeah, you can not watch them, but if you don't watch them, you're not going to get the benefit. So training regularly on your own, getting into that schedule, following the best people on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all the others, just making sure you check each one out, because look high and low, guys. You're going to find great free training all over the place. But now let me warn you something, right? Failure to launch, failure to get moving, paralysis through analysis. We've heard it called a lot of different things, but this is to be that person that's an expert trainer. You're at every convention, you're at every single thing, but then when it comes to Monday morning, you have to show up to the office and it's time to do something, you fail. You don't move forward because you worry, well, I don't know enough. I need to train more. I need to go to another class. I'm almost there. I'm soon to be. What if this doesn't go perfect? You gotta remember, success takes both learning and implementation. One without the other is just useless work. So train regularly and measure your results. So don't just train, but implement, implement, implement. And guys, fail forward. What does that mean? It means be willing to fail, but fail in a forward manner. You gotta say, okay, it's really, you know, it didn't go exactly how planned, but I learned that I shouldn't do X, Y, and Z. So when you start learning this, you start saying to yourself, okay, that's how I'm going to do it next time, or this is what I'm gonna do differently, which is super important, because then you can hear that, like, honestly, this training, right? Some training's great, some training's terrible, but also training could be localized, right? Some training, oh yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect for where you're located, or that's perfect for where I'm located. It's not always just perfect. You have to look at what's perfect to your own location, to your own business, to your own demographics, and then you have to try it. You have to try implementing it. So guys, you're a licensed real estate agent now. I said, you know, you got a few things you got to do. You got to decide team or single. You got to join a brokerage. You got to choose where you're going to work. You got to set up your sphere, be training and implementing. And then what's the most important thing that I want you guys to remember is that you're a lead generator that sells real estate. So you got to remember, you want to be generating leads. What type of leads? Preferably listing leads. Why? Because listing leads are going to lead to more business. The second you hang a listing sign at the end of a driveway or wherever you do, it immediately starts working for you. People start calling your phone wanting appointments. Other agents start showing your properties. And that is a huge part of your business. While you're doing open houses, buyers come in, maybe unrepresented. Lots and lots of free opportunities in having a listing. When you're working with a buyer, yes, they're a great client. Yes, I would highly recommend working with buyers, and I would highly recommend taking some of your time to pursue buyers. But when you're working with buyers, you're a lot more at their beck and call. You're a lot more at their when they're ready, because you remember, if they're looking at houses and it's a busy marketplace, if you don't go out this weekend with them, the house might not be there next weekend. Working with listings, your house is definitely going to be there this weekend, because as long as you don't have to do accompanied showings or you're not doing an open house, you don't actually have to be there for the showings. Other agents go out and do them. So that's a huge benefit, but also just the ability to get those referrals off of it. Other buyers look at it, see it, they go to the open house, maybe they don't want that one, they bring you somewhere else. And then you have the opportunity of other sellers being like, who do I want to sell with? Well, I always see this person's signs around town. Or you have other sellers that actually visit your open house and say, wow, this person did a really nice job. I love the fact that they had food, they had the music on, all the lights turned on, they had a good vibe to them, they were dressed well, they knew their stuff, they made nice printouts. I remember getting an invite card from them in the mail. Remember, guys, we are at a silent interview every single day of our lives. So as real estate agents, we need to act like a peacock. We need to make a lot of attention to ourselves and be beautiful. We need to be there and be ready. I'm not saying you need to be beautiful in a way of one look to another, but you need to have a beautiful presentation. When you print things for people, if there's mistakes, you don't do crossouts. If you have folded corners, you print a new one. If your car isn't clean, you wash it. If your car interior is dirty, you vacuum it. You need to act like a true professional so that people see you as that. Guys, I am so proud of you for getting licensed in real estate. Again, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Throw me a like if you would. Send in any comments, questions you have. We are hiring here at Movementum Realty. We'd love to have you join us and become one of our Move Mentors. We are a realtor organization, but we also like to pride ourselves on being Move Mentors. And what does that mean? We mentor people on the moving process. We look at ourselves as less of a salesperson and more of a guide through the entire process of buying, selling, and owning a home, which I think is really important to get our clients to know that not only are we working with you when you're buying and selling, but we want to work with you the entire time you own a home, whether it be that you're upgrading your kitchen cabinets and want to know what kind of budget we would expect to spend, because we want to make sure you get a return on investment, all the way down to just checking in. Thanks again for listening, guys. Have a great week. Make sure to check out the Facebook group and the blog.